plane ticket. Plane ticket. Plane. This place to change your life. Ask the guys who just came to visit. Once they came, they just can't go nowhere.
Heaven must be somewhere in California.
No place I've seen compares to California. There's nothing.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode. I'm recording this on Valentine's Day, a day that is supposed to be where people show love. I wanted to add this in. Make sure you show me some love by subscribing to the podcast and website. It would also be extra loving if you gave me a 5-star review on iTunes. But this episode is not about me. It's about you. So let's say you want some love, right? And I know I'm using this sparingly, but let's face it. Love has seemed to be oversaturated when you can love a post on Facebook. You could double tap for hearts. It just seems like that. In a different way, what if you want that to be shown to you? That could mean that you want more on-time paying clients, future clients, or making sure that your current followers become future customers. With this episode, I'm going to give you several ways, some are free ways, to show your clients love. So in turn, they will show you love in exchange of dollars. One solution, you want to make sure your content is as interactive as possible. Certain things that I've noticed that some people have been doing are on Instagram lives. Well, not Instagram lives, but on Instagram stories, is they've been having polls and short surveys. Time, what you may want to do is send out polls and short surveys. Add live stream content into the mix. Share reminders and posts when your live streams are about to start. Make sure to use this on platforms with a immediacy factor, such as Periscope, Instagram, Twitter, and Vine. Next thing you want to do is interact yourself. And this is something that I certainly do myself, but I follow my most active followers, and you should do the same. And when you do that, you engage in daily and faithful interaction. Usually it becomes into an organic relationship. What you can do is you can comment on their posts and feeds, ask them questions that make them look legitimately good, acknowledge and celebrate their success. Let them know that you are there for them. Let's say if you have a Facebook group, you want to promote your community members. Whenever a member of your community reports an achievement, it's time for you to celebrate and share it. Feature them on your blog, podcast, or vlog, whatever you have accessible. Not only does that look good for you, but that looks good for them as well, because it's a mini success story. And it's also, again, an organic relationship. The next one, within your Facebook group, you create only specials for your tribe. Trust me, they will feel so appreciated once you reward them for their involvement by offering them a discount or a special deal. Remember seasonal celebration. So holidays are a great time to get personal with your tribe. Share recipes or ask them to share funniest memories of the previous holiday. Post fun how-to tutorials, and usually with visually eye-catching photos. Preferably, if you want to use an app, there's Canva, and there's also Word Swag that you can download. And basically what you can do with this seasonal celebration is just have fun and get your people in the mood to celebrate. After all, partying together can be a very bonding thing. Next, you want to ask people to share. So as I always ask you guys subscribe to the podcast, I also would like you to share it. And you can use this hashtag Sip the Podcast whenever you're listening to it, or if there was something that you heard on this podcast that was very helpful. And maybe at first it is a little bit embarrassing. You don't want to do it because it's very repetitive. However, it definitely pays off in the long run. What you want to do is maybe you want to take note of other people's strategies for asking and adopt the ones that you feel the most comfortable with. Also, an extra point is you can write a half a dozen straightforward share messages on a card and pin them up beside your computer. Get into the habit of referring to them every time you write. Last but not least is give behind the scenes peeks. And everybody, well, a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people love behind the scenes peeks. Let's say you're planning a big event. People want to see what's going on behind that event. Don't just confine them to the event. However, go behind the scenes, peeks at anything you think they find absorbing. For example, that could be your graphic artist working on your book cover, or how your pet helps you work your system for filing in 5 minutes. Be creative. Remember, it's all about sharing and especially caring. Always focus on how you can help your tribe members, and you'll automatically come up with better and more engaging content. Thank you again for tuning into this episode, the Valentine's Day edition. In the next episode, it will be the 1 year anniversary of Expressive Espresso, and I'm so excited about that episode. Make sure you leave a 5-star review on iTunes and contact me through the website if you'd like to advertise. Until we meet again, have a great week.